It's National Poetry Month, and that has Lola Haskins remembering one particular poetry class that she once taught.
A few years ago, my writer and his school's gig involved a middle school class of mostly kids who'd been bussed in from the poor side of town. Their teacher told me she hadn't been able to do much poetry with them because they just weren't interested, I'd see. I didn't say anything, but I knew from experience that part was wrong. And sure enough, by the end of the first week, they were hooting with delight at the two-person exercises I presented to them as an ESP game, and completely silent when they wrote alone. Sure, they didn't write grammatically, and sure, they couldn't spell, but for once they were saying what they wanted to say and having a really good time in the process. And not only that, every once in a while they'd write lines that I, as a poet who've been writing for many years, would have been proud to steal. For some reason, I ran out of material early that session, so I decided to recite some poems for the class and see what happened. But I ran out of that material in about 20 minutes. Uh-oh, I thought. Then I had an idea. So I told the kids, "You know how you don't care what the words of a song are sometimes, you just like how it sounds? Well, this next one's like that. Don't worry about what it means, just lie back and shut your eyes." And I proceeded to recite the prologue to the Canterbury Tales, which I'd learned in high school, in my very best, probably mangled, Middle English. The kids all listened intently, and I was surprised afterwards, first by the silence, then by two urgently waving hands. I nodded at one of the hands. "What's that mean?" the heavy boy in the back row demanded. "Well, let's see if we can figure it out," I said. And the class turned alive. Everyone wanted to guess at every word, and they were mostly right. Not only that, but they filed out talking about some Englishman who died centuries before they were born. And I also realized, as I gathered up my papers, how much fun we'd all had with a poem that had no relevance and no dumbing down to whatever vocabulary someone in the curriculum thought kids could understand. Just listen. Doesn't it make you want to sing? "When the air April with the shore is sota, the draught of March hath pierced o' the rota, and bathered every vein in switch liqueur of which virtue engendered is the floor. When Zephyrus echo with his sweet a breatha, inspired hath in every holt and hath the tender croppus, and the youngest son hath in the ram is half a coursey runner, and smaller fowls a mucking melodia, that sleep in all the nicht with open ear.